Hey everyone, and welcome back to Mally Mal's Investment Hangout. It's your boy, Malcolm Egan, coming at you live and direct. Pleased to have you join me. Just wanted to say that the core goal of my show is to revolutionize the thinking and saving mentalities of impoverished communities nationwide and eventually worldwide when it comes to money. Here's a short disclaimer. I am not qualified, certified, nor paid by the SEC or any governing agencies to give financial advice, investment direction, or stock tips to any persons of interest. The information shared will only be general knowledge already available to the public through preferred sources. My show will only share basic knowledge of investing and strategies that I personally use to build incremental wealth. What's up, everybody? Welcome back. This is Mally Mal coming at you live and direct, guys, for episode 12. Now, this episode, I'm going to get straight into it, guys. I really took my time in really doing a lot of research and just prepping in terms of explaining really how to invest in this particular stock. This stock is really something that I hold true to my portfolio, and I wanted to share some strategies that was actually deemed successful just in my portfolio. Now, this stock, which is known as Berkshire Hathaway, I'm pretty sure you heard the name. It's a famous furniture or home furnishing company based out of Omaha, Nebraska. This is owned by Warren Buffett, but it wasn't always owned by Warren Buffett. He actually bought the company after investing heavily into the company, and he kind of created like an investment vehicle through the company, and basically created just like a fund that is kind of made up of different industries, everything from automotive to retail to technology to insurance, you know, just basically all the kind of like traditional standstill industries. So to make a long story short, guys, this stock, which is listed on two platforms, so you have a Berkshire Hathaway Class A and a Berkshire Hathaway Class B. These two stock forms actually have been just been going ham like the entire, I'll say, past 5 to 10 years. They've been going ham. And by ham, meaning that they have grown in terms of like double digit returns each and every year. I remember just looking at the Class B breakdown, and the Class B breakdown went from, I believe about 5 years ago, it was worth around, I think, $100 or just under $100. And now today is worth $200. So, I mean, you do the math. It doesn't show like is a crazy growth in terms of, you know, a 1 year return. But if you look at it if you were buying shares since, you know, 2014, and it's 2018 now, or 2013, 2014 versus 2018. You came up $100 in that stock, and if you're buying exponential amounts of shares, you know, you do the math. But I'm gonna really get into exactly the strategy behind me investing in this particular stock. I keep saying potential, but I've invested heavily in this particular stock, and I've actually seen some crazy returns just from my short time investing in it. So let's discuss. All right, guys, so just to give you some insight on Berkshire Hathaway, right? So Berkshire Hathaway has two classes. Now, Class A is the class that is more so for like high net worth individuals. So if you have like about, you know, $500,000 to $1 million to just throw into an investment platform or any type of stock, you know, you definitely want to invest in the Class A shares. The Class A shares are actually worth about just a little bit under 300,000. That's for one share. Yes, you heard right, 300,000. So obviously, you know, most folks that are kind of like, you know, average Joes, 9-to-5 workers, you know, kind of median income people of the economy, none of them really are going to have, not even close to that, to invest, you know, their own money in and just basically sit on that. You know, usually that's kind of like something that you want to use for like some type of, you know, down payment on the house, you know, mortgage payments, etc. So That's just something to keep in mind. However, knowing this, Warren Buffett decided to kind of split the stock into a separate entity, which is Class B. Now, Class B is for the everyday investor. Now, the stock is still kind of like, you know, pricey at a little bit over $200, $205 to be exact. However, you know, obviously, if you tell a guy, hey, you know, Warren Buffett, the world's, you know, smartest investor, actually has split his stock into a more kind of, you know, publicly friendly stock or public friendly stock, yeah, I'm going to put my money in that. And that's exactly what I did. Okay. So Class B shares for Berkshire Hathaway is worth $205 per share right now. Now, something you want to keep in mind is that there's a certain strategy to really seeing crazy returns off of your investment. It's not something where you just, let's say, all right, I have $1,000. I'm going to just buy 5 shares of Berkshire Hathaway and just, you know, let my investment earn or, you know, earn some returns. No, it doesn't work like that. What you want to do, right? And this is the strategy that I've actually put into practice is I started by buying 2 shares of Berkshire Hathaway. So that's $500. I put $500 of my own money into Berkshire Hathaway. And what I started to do is I actually leveraged Stash app, and Stash app actually allows you to invest directly into Berkshire Hathaway. With Stash app, they allow you to contribute weekly, a weekly amount into this fund or into a savings account, whatever you prefer, wherever floats your boat in terms of saving, right? But what I chose to do is I actually decided to put $10 to $20 a week into this fund, and obviously I would gain shares from that, right? Yes, so as I was saying, guys, what you want to do is you want to basically contribute a certain portion that is comfortable for your lifestyle weekly in order to see the returns that most of these investors would see. Now, obviously, the more money you put in, the more, you know, you're going to see a return on your investment. But again, for the average Joe, somebody who, you know, has a family, who is not generating, you know, that much of income, whether it's 6 or 7 digits, you know, you're making 5 digits like most Americans. Obviously, you know, whatever that suits your lifestyle, that's what you want to put into your fund. So this is what I do. As I mentioned before, I started off by buying 2 shares. I contribute about anywhere between $10 to $20 weekly through the Stash app. And from there, I'm able to buy portions of that stock. Now, when I get, you know, obviously a lump sum of money, I dump that into the Berkshire Hathaway Class B stock that I own, and obviously my holding grows. So the reason being of why I'm highlighting this stock is because this stock is led from the investment direction of Warren Buffett. We're talking about the wealthiest investor in America, okay? This guy has been doing this for decades. I'm talking about he's been in the game for 50, 60 years. So this guy definitely knows what he's doing. Not to mention, the stocks that he chooses are recession-proof. I mean, granted, obviously the market will go up and down, and there's nothing that you can do to really kind of, you know, hedge that, that volatility. But, you know, when you're obviously the head honcho, or you're, you know, a guru when it comes to investing, you understand inflation versus, you know, the rate of return on an annual basis, on a semi-annual, or excuse me, biannual basis, you know, quarterly basis, all these different formulas and things that he knows, he plugs that into these stocks and their performances and their direction. Okay, so what my plan is, and what the plan is that I have for you guys, is start off with at least 1 to 2 shares of Berkshire Hathaway. You know, I know you guys have your tax returns in, you're coming in right now. Buy these shares of stock. Contribute weekly or monthly, whatever you can do. Twice a month if you have a bi-weekly pay period. And just keep contributing. Treat it like it's a mutual fund. And you're going to see the returns that I'm talking about. Let's say if you contribute $100 to $200 a month, imagine what you'll have at the end of the year, including, you know, your earnings, your rate of return. You can get, you know, an extra $1,000 to $2,000 on your investment. All right. So as I mentioned before, I use Stash app. That's S-T-A-S-H app. It's an app that you can download straight from the Apple Store or from Google Play. And this potential app honestly has changed my life in terms of saving and investing. I mean, I've always used some of the traditional brokerages, such as you got Fidelity Investments, you know, you got Scottrade, E-Trade, etc. But I personally use Stash app. Now, in doing so, like I said, the genius that comes out of this is that Stash app, formula that they use is they actually will allow you to buy into a fund that is 100% or a certain percentage of that potential stock. Now, the fund that I chose is called Roll with Buffett. That's R-O-L-L with Buffett. And that fund is actually 100% Berkshire Hathaway stock. So that means that the fund that you decide to buy into, or you decide to contribute weekly, monthly, whatever frequency that you choose, it will be 100% of that stock. So basically you're owning shares of Berkshire Hathaway as if you bought that from the New York Stock Exchange, okay? So that's my strategy for really seeing the rate of return on my investment, okay? Now, again, for some for folks that feel that they still don't have the money, or you know, they don't have enough to buy even one share, you can still contribute weekly until you own one share of Berkshire Hathaway Class B. So if you want to start off with $10 or even $20 per week, you know, you do the math. In 1 month, there's an average of 4 weeks. That's about $80 to $100. So in 2 months, you'll have one share of Berkshire Hathaway. Now, after you do that, try to, you know, up the ante a little bit and try to keep saving and keep aggressively contributing into that stock. So by the end of that year, you can see anywhere between 5 to 10 shares of ownership in your portfolio, okay? So this is the strategy that I have put into practice. Again, now I own about 3.5 shares of Berkshire Hathaway, and I've earned an average return of about 12 to 17%. You know, and I've been invested in Berkshire Hathaway for about, I think, 4 or 5 months now. So, you know, I'm closing in on my first year and it's been great. But this is my strategy for success, guys. Again, I am all passionate about just, you know, generational wealth and building wealth for families, especially minorities, when it comes to the literacy and education behind it. So until next time, guys, this is Malcolm Egan coming from Mally Mal's Investment Hangout. We'll see you episode 13. Until next time, peace. Hey there, you just listened to an episode from Mally Mal's Investment Hangout. Thanks for tuning in. Your ears are truly welcome. Until next time, take care. Bye.